Tweet at TodaySOR.
You're very welcome back to the programme now. Tequila, Chihuahua, Tijuana, these are the hometowns of Ireland's latest influx of foreign students, all from Mexico. And Valerie Cox has been along to visit the Galway School, which is extending a hearty bienvenidos to the Mexicans. Valerie.
Excellent. Well, they're all students of Galway Business School and Galway Cultural Institute, which are located in Salt Hill. And there's been a bit of a Mexican buzz about the city in recent months, because a couple of weeks ago, the ambassador of Mexico, Carlos García de Alba, officially opened the first Mexican consulate in Galway. David Nyland, he's a director of the colleges, and he was appointed as the honorary consul for Mexico, and his jurisdiction extends over Galway, Clare, Mayo, Donegal and Leitrim. But first, Ciarán, I spoke to Celestine Rowland, who is co-owner and director of the business school with David, and I asked her how the business began a quarter of a century ago.
The school began 25 years ago in our dining room in Clybourne Heights, and essentially it was a 4 to 6 week operation for the first 4 or 5 years, and then we established a year-round language school which has been going since.
Now, you have a lot of students from all over the world.
We have a huge number of students from all over the world, and I suppose our traditional market was Europe. The traditional markets for Ireland were Spain, Italy and France. We have a very successful relationship with Switzerland, and they send us lots and lots of students. About 15 to 20% of our students are Swiss. And then we have an increasing relationship with Mexico, obviously, with Brazil, with Korea. Turkey is a growing market, and we're looking further afield. Maybe Russia is beginning. This maximum number of students at any one time is 425. Generally, we would host about 3,000 to 4,000 students a year. So it depends on whether they come for 1 week or 3 years.
It must give a huge injection to the economy in Galway.
It gives a huge injection, and with Galway Business School, which I suppose is a smaller partner, but students come here for at least 3 years for Galway Business School to do degree programmes or honours degree programmes in business and management. The estimate would be that the injection into the local economy is in the region of 6 to 7 million euro.
Gosh, I mean, it's a hugely positive story, this fellow, isn't it? How did they get the relationship going with Mexico?
Well, obviously the college was already going, and they had all of these other students from around the world coming in. So the Mexican thing was quite gradual, and I asked David about the links.
Well, I suppose we met the ambassador a number of times because he called to the school quite a few times, you know, in connection with the students. We were introduced to the ambassador by two gentlemen from Guadalajara in Mexico, Efrain and Fernando, and they spoke to the ambassador. They started sending us students here from Mexico, and then we developed the relationship with the ambassador.
It's a long way to come to learn English, isn't it?
But it's a rewarding place to come to learn English, because the Mexicans who come here, they absolutely love it. They love Galway in particular. They have a wonderful experience here because they're accepted by the local people.
Now, you've been made the honorary consul for Mexico for what's pretty much the Wild Atlantic Way on the West Coast. What do you have to do? What are your duties?
Well, I suppose there are two things: looking after the welfare of Mexicans who might get into trouble or difficulty when they're in Galway, and also connecting with Irish companies who want to develop economic relationships with Mexico.
What do the Mexicans think of Ireland?
One of the things that they find very strange and wonderful about Ireland is how level the society is. The fact that they can talk to anybody, and quite a lot of the students who come from other countries to Ireland have the same experience. They find that there's no strata in Ireland. We have a level playing field for everybody who comes here. And that's they find that very refreshing.
So how long do you get to be consul for? Is there a term of office?
I think there's no definitive sell-by date as far as an honorary consul is concerned. Don't mess up, I suppose, is the major thing for me to keep in mind. There is a great love in Mexico of education, and in Ireland as well. And the connection between Ireland and Mexico for education has huge potential. You know, a lot of the Irish universities are recruiting in Mexico at the moment, looking for third-level students, as we are.
Financially, how important are international students to Ireland?
Well, in our business alone, we employ 70 people in our school here in Galway, and we think that those students add about 6 million to the local economy in Galway. Now, if you multiply that by the other schools around the country, it amounts to an enormous injection of fresh money.
So is it a business we should be going after much more? I mean, should we be travelling the world and looking for students?
Ireland has an enormous product, language product and higher education product for sale. We do it really well in Ireland. Other parts of the world need Ireland, and we should be as welcoming as possible at all levels.
David Nyland there, the honorary Mexican consul. Now, as well as speaking to David and his wife there in the school, you did meet some of the students.
I did, Keelan. I spoke to two lovely Mexicans who came to learn English. And the first, Omar Rosales, comes from Chihuahua. And his love of Ireland and his desire to study here began with St. Patrick.
We have so many connections with Ireland, as you know, the San Patricios and so on and so forth. So I hear so many stories. When I was in Mexico, I say, no, one day I will live there. And when I was trying to find a course to do some postgrad here, I mean, in Europe, I say, like, well, there is Ireland, and we have so many things in common, and they still speak English because I wanted to practice my English and all that, because I learned English in Chicago, in the States.
So what did you study here?
I'm a postgrad in business and management. So basically it was to improve my English. That was the reason that I wanted to come to Ireland. And then I've been here for the last 3 years because I just fell in love with Galway.
So are you going to stay here?
If I find the love of my life here, I might stay here forever too. So you never know. There's so many reasons that I would like to stay here in Galway.
Ana Luz Ramon Esparza.
Now you're from Tijuana, so how did you get to Ireland?
Well, I came through an agency to learn English because I really need it. And I think was like my best decision, like to come to Ireland to learn English.
Yes. But there's a lot of places much closer to Mexico.
Yeah.
And obviously cheaper to study there. So why Ireland?
Well, it's because of Europe and because Ireland is a very safe country. It was like something very different, something unknown. Yeah.
And I suppose we have the best English, really.
Yes, yes, yes. Of course.
So do you like living in Galway?
Yes, I love living in Galway, yes. Actually, I stay like more of what I was planning, so I really like to be here. I would love to stay more here, definitely.
You know, it's interesting, Val, this is, as we say, it's a very positive story about language schools are bringing foreign students into the country. But all of the coverage of this issue over the year has been negative with the, mm-hmm. the closures of language schools, students being left high and dry. What has that meant for the international reputation of schools like this?
Well, you see, it can make it difficult, but in another sense, Rory Quinn was Minister for Education when the five schools closed. And he said the problem was that some of these colleges were attracting people outside the European Economic Area. And of course, they were living in Ireland as a student. They had a visa to attend the college, but they also had work opportunities. So really, it came about as a result of a clampdown. And the other colleges, you know, who have absolutely no problem with their accreditation and so on, they're, you know, they're actually quite pleased because they want these very strict regulations in place. I spoke to Celestine about it, and one of the points she made is, you know, the regulations are already there, they just need to be implemented.
Naturally, everybody is affected by bad publicity, particularly when it's private language schools, etc. But essentially, what the problem with the schools in Dublin who cease to exist is that the QQI regulation, they didn't conform to QQI. They didn't decide to become QQI accredited. And the other organisation that's very important is Marketing English in Ireland, because it's an industry body of the top English language schools in the country. And what they provide for students who come is learner protection. And learner protection means that if in the morning a school, a member of MEI, ceased to trade, the other members would take up those students. And that has already happened. And I think that's a key tenet of Marketing English in Ireland.
Okay, so she's pretty positive about the future for this kind of sector.
She's very positive about the future. And, you know, I think it's just such a good news story, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, listen, Val, thanks a million for that.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.